We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And on your smart speaker, check us out at News Radio KDKA. I was ordered, you know this, Michael? I was ordered not to activate folks' Alexa. Now, whatever happened to fun? Let's talk money, man. Let's talk sense. Let's talk common sense. Let's get right into it with Biden's spending plan. Biden's plan is just dump a wad of cash on everyone's head. Who the hell cares if we have to pay it back? Who cares what it's for? Everybody gets money. Nobody has to work. I'm going to go through this list real quick, then I have to get Senator Toomey. This is just some of the waste in Biden's spending plan. $10 billion to create a civilian climate corps, huh? $20 billion to advance racial equality and environmental justice, huh? Is that infrastructure? Is there a bridge in there? $175 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles. Have you seen the money being thrown at these electric car companies? Have you seen their valuation, huh? $213 billion to build, retrofit 2 million houses and buildings. Bridges? Roads, huh? $100 billion for new public schools and making school lunches greener. What the hell is that? Give me the tater tots. Come on, man. $12 billion for community college. Again, are there bridges in community colleges? Billions to eliminate racial and gender inequities in STEM. Really? $100 billion to expand broadband internet and government control of it. $25 billion for government child care programs. Huh? Are there bridges and daycares? I'm just trying to figure this out. And that's just the beginning. And I'm very pleased to have Senator Pat Toomey joining me. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am fine, Marty. How are you?
Senator Toomey, what the heck happened to, hey, let's fix the roads and the bridges. And if there are other issues, let's deal with them on down the road, sir. This is sheer madness, is it not, Senator?
It's complete madness. And, you know, all of my discussions with the administration have centered on three simple points. Number one, infrastructure actually means infrastructure. It's roads and bridges and airports and ports, and it's, we all know what infrastructure is. The administration has a different idea. Basically, anything they want to spend money on, they want to call it infrastructure because Americans are generally sympathetic to the idea of expanding on infrastructure. So that's number one. Let's make it actual infrastructure. Number two, we're not going to destroy the 2017 tax reform that helped give us the best economy in 50 years. That makes no sense. We're not going to go there. And then finally, there is a way to pay for this. If it's limited to infrastructure, what we should do is repurpose the hundreds of billions, probably well over $1 trillion that was approved in previous bills but hasn't been spent. We have states sitting on so much money they have no idea what to do with it. The governor of California is talking about just mail everybody checks because what can I do with the tens of billions of dollars they're already sitting on? And, oh, by the way, there's more on the way. It's ridiculous.
Senator, so, Pittsburgh school system has a couple $100 million. They are so clueless about how to spend it, they had to appoint a committee to try to figure out how to spend the $200 million in their failing school system, sir. Go ahead.
And it's every governmental entity. It's state and local governments, as it turns out, last year had an all-time record for tax revenue. And then on top of that, We sent them $500 billion last year. So President Biden gets sworn in and says, oh, let's send them another $350 billion. And they did. This is absurd. So nobody knows what to do with all this money. No one has seen all this money in their lifetime before. And my argument is, okay, let's at least use it for something constructive. Let's use that source to fund the actual infrastructure.
Hey, are you at all optimistic about this bipartisan Republican-Democrat committee that's been meeting with the president and came up with a plan that's just under $1 trillion? Or is that just hype, sir?
I think it's more than hype. There's some good people. They're working in sincere interest to try to get to something. But the three points that I just made, the three, keeping it to infrastructure, no touching no tax increases, and repurposing money that has already been approved but is sitting on a shelf, to me, that's essential. I could live with a lot of details that could vary if we live up to those three points. And, you know, that's a hard pill for the administration to swallow.
I'm troubled by this. Senator Pat Toomey joining me. Here's my analogy, sir. 75% of all lottery winners, this is a fact, end up bankrupt. Why is that, sir? Because the money gets dumped on their lap, they spend it on everything, and then they have nothing. This is where we are headed, sir. The road to financial perdition. Are we not, sir?
Look, that's a huge problem, right? We had an unprecedented emergency last March when we started shutting down the economy. We went way too far. We did it for way too long. We made a lot of mistakes. But in fairness, nobody really understood the nature of the pandemic back then. And so we threw money at everything. Okay, that's done now. We're not in the grips of a pandemic anymore. We're not in a recession anymore. We're in a really strong economic recovery where we've got a job opening for every person in America who's looking for a job. So we don't need to be printing more money or borrowing more money we don't have and throwing it around like it just grows on trees. This is part of the problem around here.
You know, it's fascinating, Senator, and you know this. If you give someone a buffet, they're going to eat a lot more food than they ever wanted to, sir. So that's my theory on this. Most Americans are like, oh, heck with it. I'll take the money. They don't understand down the road we get spanked. How do we open up Americans' eyes to the reality of at some point someone's going to have to pay, sir?
You know, I think there's got to be a majority of people who understand this at some level. And, most people are too busy supporting themselves, working for a living, raising their family to actively participate in these policy debates. But they know better. People understand. If not, Republicans would have never won an election, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think people get it. There's no free lunch. And it can't possibly make sense for the government to just keep printing money and sending it around to everybody.
I got to grab you one more question before you go. I know you're slammed, and I appreciate your time, sir.
Sure.
So I call it COVID lazy, Senator. There are thousands and thousands of jobs right here in the burg. No one wants them, man. No one. I was at a restaurant, can't find a dishwasher for 2 months. The pools can't open. No lifeguards. It's COVID lazy. You agree, sir?
Well, look, it was never a good idea to set up an unemployment insurance program that is designed to pay people more not to work than they can make working. How can that make sense? We've had unemployment insurance for decades in this country. Never, anywhere, at any time has it been designed to pay people more not to work than they make working until the Democrats insisted on that in response to COVID. It's absolutely ridiculous. It is going to expire in early September. Now we've got to resist the effort by some of our Democratic colleagues to make it permanent. It's unbelievable.
We can't do it, sir. We're supposed to work, not sit around watching SpongeBob. Senator Toomey,
I understand that.
Anything you need, sir, we're here. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.